Blog Talk Radio.
Day.
Well,
hello, hello, hello. Blessing, blessing, blessing. Welcome to Blog Talk, PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. I'm your host, LaShawn, for tonight. This is LaShawn from Texas. Today is September 2021. I thank you for calling in on Friday night. You could have been doing anything else. I thank God for today. We give him the glory because he is worthy. He is worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He is worthy to get all our praises. He is worthy. He is worthy for us to lift our voice and say with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Oh, he's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy to give all the, to get all the honor and glory. Oh, he's so worthy to hear our voice to say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Daddy. Abba. Thank you, Yahweh, for this day. Thank you, Father, for this day that you had made, this day. Oh, Father God, we thank you because you still have the pen in your hand. We thank you. Oh, Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, Father God, we thank you for watching over us. Even in the night season, even in the daytime. Father God, we thank you for being the wheel in the middle of the wheel. Father God, we thank you for watching our loved ones. Father God, we thank you for your strength, a strength like no other. Father God, we thank you for wiping the tears. Oh, Father God, the tears. You wipe our tears. You see our tears when no one else sees them. Father God, our tears will be joyful. Father God, we thank you that we have eyes to see, ears to hear. Father God, we thank you that we have legs to walk. Father God, thank you for the transportation. Thank you for a roof over our head. Father God, we thank you that we have food to eat, water, clean water to bathe, clean water to drink. Because we know somewhere out there in the world, somewhere even on the East Coast, the West Coast, down south and up north, there's someone that doesn't even have a place to lay their head. They land on a hard concrete. Oh, Father God, we know someone somewhere, even in the South, South America, North America, Western, someone don't even have food to eat. Oh, clean water to bathe, the clean water to drink. So, Father God, we thank you. Father God, we even pray over those that doesn't have anything, those that doesn't have a pillow top to lay their head at night, those that doesn't have clean clothes and have to wear the same underpants, thing, water, bottled water, just to wash a shirt. Father God, we thank you for those that you still breathe your breath. It's your breath that you are breathing into our nostrils. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for covering them. Father God, and we stand together and we say, let manna come from heaven. Those that doesn't have food, those that doesn't have clean water to drink. Oh, Father God, supply their needs. Father God, send food, send clean water. Oh, Father God, make it comfort for them tonight. Make it comfort to them. Father, we just ask that the angel will be all around and about them. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you for being a healer. We thank you for being a deliverer because you are so worthy. You are worthy of the, you're just so worthy. That's just who you are. Worthy is who you are. You are our Father. You are way maker. You are help. You are comfort. Oh, Father God, we lift our voice up. You are Yahweh who created heaven and earth and everything above and everything below. Everything that's in this earth today, you created it all. You created everything that's in heaven and everything that's on this earth and everything that's in the earth, everything below the earth. You are the creator of all. You create all things. Because that's just who you are. You speak a word. You spoke the word in the beginning. Because, Father God, you are the word. You are the word. You are so great. Great is the Lord. And great is to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. That's just how great you are. Can we really search you? That's just how who you are. Nothing can change that. What can separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. That's just who you are. And so we honor you. We lift our voice up and we love on you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory because that's who you are. You are so great. You great. You are Lord and our God. You are so great, Father God. You are just worthy of everything that's in our life. Nothing belongs to us. We don't even belong to ourselves. Oh, Father God, that's just how great you are. Who can create someone out of dirt? Who can breathe into the nostrils just a beautiful life? What is the greatest thing that you ever done for us? Oh, Father God, you created us in your own image and your own likeness. You created us and you gave us the greatest gift, which is your son. Yeah, sure, you gave us the greatest gift, which is Jesus, who took our sin upon him, that took our sin to die upon that cross. Oh, Jesus was the bridgeway. He is the bridgeway to you, Father. Oh, that's just how great and how worthy you are. That you send someone here to condemn us, to give us life and life abundantly. So, Father God, we lift you up and we give you the glory tonight. We give you the glory. And I always say, this is not LaShawn Radio Station. This is not LaShawn Radio Show. It belongs to you. This is G-O-D. Everything belongs to you. I get myself out the way. Holy Spirit, you come in and you have your way up on tonight. You know what your sons and daughters need before they even pick up the phone and dial into PGN. You know it all. You see it all. You see it all. You never sleep and you never slumber because you, that's how great you are. You see it all. You see our tears. Even when we try to cover up, you see what's behind the mask. You see what's in our heart. You see it, Father. Thank you for delivering us from the evil one. I thank you for delivering our family, our loved ones, delivering the body of Christ because you are the church. We the body. So, Father God, I thank you. And we give you the glory up on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you. Well, it seems like a while since it's been 2 weeks since I've been on here hosting on PGN. It's good to be back on. We give God all the glory because we cannot do anything without him. He get the glory. We always say this is his radio station. We always want to be led by the Holy Spirit and die to flesh. So I thank you for calling in tonight. I just can't wait to, hear your voice. If new and you like to be ministered to, you just press 1 on your phone and it will put you on the switchboard. It will light you up on the switchboard by pressing 1. I will see your hands up and I'll be more happy to speak to you, pray for you, whatever the Holy Spirit has. I just want to, I'm not going to be on here too long. Right now, we don't have too many callers. We're not going to be on here before you too long, but we're still going to be led by the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit come in and have his way. We know some people are late callers, they call in at a certain time, but we're just going to be, like I said, be led by the Holy Spirit. But I want to just say how good our Father is and how worthy he is. Worthy for you to get up before you go to bed, worthy to get up in the morning, to give him thanks, to love on him, say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my, even if you are dealing with stuff in your body, thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your healing. You're a healer. Thank you for healing me. Even though you think you don't have the strength to keep 10 on, still give him the glory. Lift his name up. When you begin to lift his name up, everything that's going on around you in your mind, you take your mind off of what's going on in your household. You take your mind off of what's going on with you, with your situation, with your body. You begin to put your eyes onto Christ. You begin to put your eyes on Yahweh. Even in the word, even in his word, tells us to look to him, which come our help. Our help comes from the Lord. So when we begin to take our eyes off the situation and begin to lift our eyes up to help and start lifting our voice up and giving him the glory, it will give us peace that we need, peace in our body, peace in our home. Even Psalms 18:3 says, no, you call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. He's going to save us from our enemies. When we begin to give everything in to our Father, when we give our part, even sometimes we got to throw ourselves down at the foot of Jesus. We got to throw ourselves down at the foot of Jesus and say, Lord, here I am. Can I pray that God can hear me very well? I have some new headphones. My old headphones have broken. So I have some new ones. Don't you know how to get in contact with me? Just let me know that y'all can hear me loud and clear. But sometimes we have to throw ourselves at the foot of Jesus. And we have to rest in his presence. Just rest. Sometimes we need to get to a place of quietness, a place of stillness. And when you begin to throw yourself down at the foot of Jesus, at the throne, he'll begin to work on you, work on your body, heal your body. Some of us need that type of rest. What I'm saying, we just gonna lay here. So I just, you know, I want the anointing. I want the more of God. I want more of you. When you call upon him, he will answer you. When you call upon him, when you wait to see the salvation of the Lord, I'm telling you, he will show up. He will show up. If something worships him, it's something about when you worship God, bow down and worship him. Even Psalms 9:6, and these are Bible verses. I'm just reading for the English Standard Version. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our maker, because he is the maker. He's the maker of this universe. He's the creator. If angels bow down and worship him, why can't we bow down and worship him? Sometimes you go through the house and you just singing a song. You don't know what you're thinking. It's just a song deep down on inside. When it means out your belly should flow rivers of living water. You can be birthing something. You can be travailing. You can be in your kitchen and walking around your house and it's just this sweet sound come out your mouth. You're thinking and you giving praise, and it's a song not on the radio. It's just a song that the Holy Spirit has put inside of you, and you just worship him and you giving praise and you saying, Father, I love you. I love you. I trust you. Thank you for this day, Father God.
Oh, God, you are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, Father God, I thank you for strength. Oh, Father God, I thank you that I was able to get out of bed this morning. Oh, Father God, I thank you that I'm able to cook. Father God, I thank you. Even if you go outside and you go for a walk, every step you said in your word, a step of a good man in order. Oh, every step that I take, every step that I'm taking for my health, you are ordering my steps. Oh, Father God, as you walk, begin to intercede for your neighborhood. Pray over the children. Pray over your neighborhood. Take authority, because he says all power and authority have been given unto you. Pray over your neighborhood. Pray for the marriage in your neighborhood as you walk. Pray for the young generation in your neighborhood as you walk. Ask the Holy Spirit to even minister to you as you walk, to begin to speak to you as you walk. Start calling the angel and count them angels around you as you walk. For, you know, sending his son there to be crucified, to go through that crucifixion. When you become a new creature, you have been crucified with Christ. It's that you no longer live for yourself. That means you no longer live in the world. When we say true repentance, let me turn from your wicked way. Let me change in your mind, the mindset of things which you used to do, the things that he's creating you. You're a new creature. Let me, he's doing something new with your heart, that you begin to have a heart like Christ. You begin to see Christ, who he really is, because Christ who lives in you, when Christ begins to live in you, in order to do anything on this earth, in order to know your purpose, your destiny, your purpose, you got to know who Christ is. Christ got to live in you. You got to know your true identity, in Christ. You got to know who you are in Christ. Christ has to live in you. So when you become a new creature, all things, old things are passed away. And me, God begins to do a new thing with your heart. God begins to do a new thing with your mind. You're not going to think the way you used to think. You're not going to act the way you used to act. Why? Because Christ who lives in you, the words say, abide in me and I in you. When you begin to open the book, read the book, which is this word, that means you are living in the word of Christ. You're living in the true word. You know the true word. And when you begin to speak the true word, understand the true word, you begin to eat the word. And when you begin to eat the word, that means you breaking bread with Christ. You begin to eat the good meat. You begin to drink the good wine. That means he will abide in you. He's going to change the way how you see things, the way how you live, the way how you walk. Christ, people going to know Christ is in you. You can't sit up and tell me no one ain't going to see. Walk with somebody. They know the old LaShawn. They know how the old LaShawn used to be. But once you come in new, they don't say it's something about you. It's you're not the same. They're going to see you're living for Christ. You don't even have to open your mouth. They're going to see it all over you. When you begin to die to flesh, people are going to know it. They're going to know that you died of flesh. People are going to know that you live by faith. They're going to know this is a faithful woman. This is a faithful man, not wavering. They truly standing on the word of God. They believe the word of God. They believe in his word. That's what they believe in. They're going to know. And how you live by faith is in the Son of God. He loved us so much, he gave us his Son. And Jesus gave us himself. They did not took his life, he gave it up. so we can have life and life abundantly. So he is worthy. He is worthy for you to open your mouth. He is worthy for you to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what all you do. Father God, you keep your eyes out what's going on. And you say, Lord, you see this. I know you see this. I know you see this, what's going on in my household. I know you see what's going on in my body. Who report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the report of a man? Or are you going to believe the report of the Lord? I know it's so easy to say this, especially when you get a bad report from the doctor, but you got to say, Lord, even though you slay me, I trust you. I trust you that I'm not going to be on the bed of affliction. I'm going to get off this bed. I'm going to pick up my cross, and I'm going to keep on walking. Oh, God, because you are walking me. I'm not walking by myself. When you start praising him and clapping your hand, let me tell you something. It's a sound in your hand. Over on PGN before, your hands is a weapon. Your feet is a weapon. Your mouth is a weapon. Your worship is a weapon. When you praise him, it's a weapon. When you pray, it's a weapon. The enemy, the adversary, don't like when you open your mouth and give him praise. He don't like when you open your mouth and pray. He don't like when you stomp your feet and clap your hand and dance around your house and you don't have a reason to dance around dancing. He got a bad report. He don't like that. He's stretching his head like, what is going on? I had, you know, I'm up here trying to take her out and she's still giving God glory. He doesn't like when you open your mouth. Don't sit there and the adversary beat you down. You keep opening your mouth. I can tell you so many times that I didn't came up on this radio and I wasn't even feeling it. I really tell y'all, I kept on going because I trust God. I trust him. How we gonna know if he's a healer, a deliverer? And we don't press our way through. Holy Spirit, you come. Holy Spirit, you have your way. Jesus, you say you don't lead. The greater, you say the same work that you have done, that your disciples seen you do, we should do greater work. You left the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, which is our friend, which is our counselor. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, teach me. Holy Spirit, live in me. I want the Holy Spirit to live in me. So when I speak, it come out my belly like rivers of living water. I want the Holy Ghost fire. If there is anything in me, burn it out my eyes, burn it out my mouth, burn it out my heart. Anything that's trying to come against my voice, I want the Holy Ghost fire to burn it out. I want the consuming fire all around me. Burn it out. Dip me in the kerosene of fire. And don't let me go until you burn it out. I'm going to celebrate you. I'm going to thank you for my healing. I'm going to thank you for my deliverance. Oh, Father God, if there's pain in my body, I'm going to thank you. I'm not going to sit up here and say I got pain in my body. I am healed. I am set free. I am delivered. You get the glory, Father. You get the glory. What am I talking to tonight? He is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. Your home as an altar. You make your home as a, you make your body as a living sacrifice, holy. You dedicate your home back to Christ. You give yourself back to Christ. You say, this is holy ground. This is the place I'm going to worship you. This is the place I'm going to seek you. This is the place I'm going to cry out. I'm going to cry out. I'm going to keep knocking on the door until you open the door, until you answer me. I'm going to keep holding on to the role. I want to lay on you. I heard in heaven, do you have a train or role that's heaven? I'm gonna hold on to the train of roll until my body is completely healed. Oh, things like that, when you talk to your father, he begins to look. Did you not hear my daughter? Every time when we pray, I go to the Daniel. When the angel came to Daniel and said, when you opened your mouth the first time, God heard you. God look at a man's heart. He look at, when I say man, it talk about the men in the Bible. Bible is talking about all creation, because that's how they talk back then. He look at your heart. He know your heart. He know your heart. And we got to help the faith. And whatever going on in our life is going to turn around. Amen. He gets the glory. So we thank Father for what he's doing. I'm going to play one more song, and we're going to go ahead and take callers. We're going to go ahead and move into the call. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to begin to release the phone and take callers. If you are here and you'd like to be ministered to, please. One on your phone, I'll put you on the switch, and I'll see you, and I'll be more than happy to thank you all. So let us play one more song, and then we'll come back and talk.
Yeah.
Amen. Before I came on, we got an Amber Alert issue for a 12-year-old here in Converse, Texas. And they have the child name A-L-R-E-I-R-I-E, Michelle Rodriguez. So I'm just asking those who on here, we pray, Father God, that you just send the angel to locate this child. Father God, we just ask that this child will come back home safely. Father God, we just ask that she'll be found safely right now to come back home. Father God, we ask that you cover her, Father God, if she's in danger. Father God, that even touch the heart of the person that has her, Father God, to help this child, to release this child. In the name of Jesus, we cover up under your wing, up under your protection. Father God, send this child back home soon. Give this parent peace, Father God. We just touch and agree that this child will be found right now. And as we speak, let them find this child right now as we speak. Let this child be located. You know where this child is. Locate this child, Father God. And we pray over every children, because I've been having a dream about children, dreams about children lately, even dreams about children being sick. And I know I said this up on the radio. We need to pray for these children, not just on the radio, even on the wall of prayer. We need to come together and pray over the children like never before. Get you a group of parents. Get you a group of intercessors that know how to pray and walk around the schools. Walk around those schools. Walk, like I said, when you're in your neighborhood, even if you go for a 15, 20-minute walk, you start taking authority over your neighborhood around these children. Because, see, I've been having a lot of dreams about children. We need to pray for these children like never before, even in the school. I see some things that's going on in the school, even with the food and water. You have to pray for the children. Even I see a lot of children getting sick. If I can really show you getting sick, start praying over these children. Take authority. The word tells us I've given you the authority and the power and authority. You have to come together over your region. Back up in the 1800s, 1700s, they used to have groups of people in the neighborhood. They used to have watch night or whatever they used to call it. They would walk around the neighborhood. You could go find old newspaper. They would walk around the neighborhood at 12 o'clock at night and pray. Pray over the region. Pray over the neighborhood. I'm telling you, when you begin to start taking authority and praying over your neighborhood, and when they did that, they didn't have no crime, no nothing. They can leave their house open. Nothing didn't happen in that region. You've got to start praying over your city and over your region. Even ask God to close portals and close things. You know, don't allow things that's not of God, the money activity to come into your region, in your neighborhood, to keep these children lifted up in prayer. I'm telling you, y'all about to see a lot of stuff going on with the schools. They already passed laws. You have to pray over the children. Okay, here we go with our first caller. 205 531. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Judy May from Alabama.
Hey, Judy May. How you doing?
Just fine.
Oh, that's good. It's good to hear from you. Do you have a special prayer request or a testimony?
Like you said, just pray over the children and pray of family members that has the COVID is not doing well right now.
Amen. Okay, amen. And that's another thing we need to pray. I know someone called me saying his family, everybody in his household, this is a leader, everybody in his household was affected. They tested positive for COVID, but one, his child, his daughter, but him, his wife, his son, tested positive. And what I tell the Lord when I hear stuff like this and when I see things on the news, when I see the news, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get a text. I tell the Lord, Lord, this is not the plan that you have for children. This is not the plan you have for children. That both parents is losing their life to leave their children here due to this wicked, wicked virus. That's not the plan for the for your people, for parents to lose their child. That's not your plan. Let it be done in our home. Let it be done in these parents' homes, these parents' homes, in these homes that's in our region, even not in our home, but the home in Alabama, the homes in Georgia, home in the state of Texas, you know, all in the United States, even in South America, North America, Asia, you know, India. Let it be done. Let it be done as it is in heaven. If this is not in heaven, don't allow this to be done in our home with our children, with our family. Father God, we just speak that order, that the household will line up with your order, that the household will come together as husband and wife, kingdom marriage, and come together and pray together, eat and break bread with you together. Oh, Father God, I'm crying out that the order will be in the home, Father God. Built the home, Father God. Let them have church in their home to have church with you. You are the church. Oh, Father God, we just ask that you just, you know, everyone that's dealing with this virus, Father God, we just speak miracle, Father God. We speak miracle with their body. Father God, don't let their faith be shaken. Father God, even give them a word, Father God, as they land in their bed, Father God. Give them word of knowledge, what to eat, what to take to heal their body, complete heal their body. In the name of Jesus, we break every cycle. We break any disobedience. We break anything, Father God, that's stopping them from receiving their complete healing. Father God, we just ask that you forgive them, even forgive us for our sin, known and unknown. Father God, let it be this season right here. Let it ship with true repentance. Let it ship with true order. Let it ship with Christ coming first in the household, Father God. Order in the household. Prayer back in the household. Prayer in their heart, Father God. Let it be a sweet sound leaving people home to hit your nostrils in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that it's going to be a great move with these children. It's about to be a great, mighty move with the children. God is about to move with these children like never before. That's why the enemy is trying to attack. That's the reason why you have to cover them. That's why you have to watch what you say out your mouth over your children. Even some of us need to repent about how we spoke to our children, things that we came and said against our children. Remember, life and death is in the power of your tongue. You have to begin to prophesy over your own household, prophesy over your own self, prophesy over your own husband, your wife, your children. God is the word. He is the word. You want a prophetic word? Get in the word. Put your faith in the word. Get connected to God. He is the word. And when you begin to understand the word, the true living word, and I declare and decree that over every household, Father God, fill them up, Father God, with your word. You are the prophetic word, that they begin to speak prophetic word over their children, over their marriage, in their home, in their situation, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they begin to speak no weapon formed against my family. No weapon form against my body, my God. No weapon form against me. It will not prosper. Oh, Father God, you are the head. You said you will make me the head and not the tail. That when they begin to read your word, the true living word, they begin to apply the word to their life. They begin to apply the word in their home. They begin to draw nigh to you, Father God. Draw closer to you, Father God. Because you said if any man draws nigh to you, if you be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you. Draw these husbands unto you. Draw these wives unto you. Draw these young generation unto you, Father God. Because we lift you up and we give you the glory. So draw them to you, Father God. Draw them to you so they can be healed and delivered and set free. Draw them unto you, Father God, so you can purge whatever is in their heart. Draw them now to you, Father God. Oh, Father God, so you can get the glory. So of the household order, you place the household order back into the home. So, Father God, we're going to thank you for a turnaround. We speak healing in your daughter. Send anyone connected the prayers that she did not pray to pray, Father God. I just come in agreement. I come in agreement with her family, any family member that's dealing with this terrible virus. We speak to the virus, Father God, that is dry up right now. We speak to it just like you spoke to trees. Jesus, when you was here, you spoke to trees to dry up. So we speak to anything that's trying to flick their body to dry up right now in the name of Jesus. My God. I'm feeling a little heat.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
So we thank you.
Please, thank you, Father.
Even speak for them to pick up their bed and walk. Jesus, you just spoke a word. You believe in what you have spoken. Let us have faith and believe what we speak. And your son, Jesus, you say, ask anything in my name. Say, we can cast out demons. We can heal the sick in your name. Not in LaShawn's name. Not in no pastor's name. But in your name. Your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. How are your family member doing? The one that I think one of them had COVID.
My daughter, she's doing great. My daughter and I, we both were doing great. She's doing real good. She's amazed the doctor how she didn't, you know, Lord didn't heal, and she advanced and speed and getting well so fast. Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was somebody else in your family or a cousin-law or something, someone else.
Yeah, my cousin, his wife, they said she's not doing good. I just talked to my auntie because they took us, they're trying to, on the ventilator, they're trying to lower the oxygen, but they've been doing good, and the pressure went down so low, and the heart rate went down, they're trying to get it back up. And I talked to my sister-in-law and her son, his wife, she kept, so she did in a coma since August, and then over a month they then took out the coma. She still hasn't waken up, and so it's just touch and go. She kind of like in physical state. She opened my eyes every now and then, and but you know, she just it just rolled to one where just there's no response. You know, she in a physical state.
So they put her in a coma, or she went into a coma.
At first, you know, they induced her first because she had COVID, but she. He just thought she had pneumonia, and like I said, then her kidney shut down, and her lungs were bad, so they induced, and then her kidney did start to come back a little bit, and her lungs opened up some, and then they, you know, done that. But about 3 weeks ago, they finally sent her to another hospital, and she got the trach, so she only oxygen with the trach now, but. When they was trying to, they took off. They said she wasn't breathing her lungs, so they had to put her back on. And like right now, she just, I guess, since they still ain't figured out why she haven't woke up, and she didn't have a couple strokes, and they said had some blood clot. And back and forth, my sister said one time that they said her brainstem was there, but my nephew, he don't want to take off, and his mama don't, and daddy saying, but they need to really just get and talk to the doctor, just back and forth. We don't know what, he still have hope, but like I said, the brain stem, she just opened my eyes and closed it. And so that's, as far as we know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know God is in control of everything, and he have the last say so. And we just thank God for her life. And I have seen some miracles with people was brain dead. And doctor, I didn't see where a doctor then told people to go home because there's nothing else they can do for them, and they still here right today.
That's it, Jesus.
So God is in control.
Oh, yeah.
And, the prayers, he done already heard the prayers, so it's in his hands. And sometimes we just have to worship him and thank him.
Just
worship and thank him. We didn't pray. Some people labor. And say this with our pastor, the same thing sounds what's going on with her that sound like what went on with Pastor Ricky. And it was so many people was praying. They was. People that didn't know him was praying. Everybody was praying. God heard every last one of our prayers. He heard it. And I just want to encourage somebody out there. God have the last say so. He got the last say so. He got the pen in his hand. If he decided to take any loved one home, don't think he did not hear your prayer. He heard it. He heard it.
Oh, yeah.
If death couldn't keep Jesus down, what makes you think death can keep your family member down? They would be healed on the other side.
Oh, yes.
And I hear about so many people have encountered heaven, and they don't want to come back. So don't never think that God did not hear your prayer. If Jesus was raised from the dead and he lived, we pray. I always want to pray that their soul is right. Their salvation is right.
Right.
Because we don't want none of our loved ones leave here don't know nothing about Christ. Or they got any unforgiveness in their heart. Or going to keep them not from inheriting the kingdom of God. So he hears you, and he sees your tears. A lot of people look at, our loved one passed away. Yes, even Jesus shed tears. But if you know what type of life they live, and you know they live for Christ, you'll be celebrating. You'll be celebrating because you'll be like, all this stuff that's going on in the world and what's about to come, you'll be celebrating. You'll be celebrating.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Sometimes you got to look at it. They in God's hand right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best hand to be in.
Oh, yeah.
Stay in the hand of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Now, I didn't hear stories about heaven and stuff like that, but I'm just saying, don't never think God ain't hearing you. Yeah, he hear everyone's prayer. That's why you still give him the honor, still give him the praise. Is it going to hurt? Yes, it's going to hurt. You going to miss your loved one? Yes, you are. Well, I will be in peace knowing where they at. I'll be at peace knowing that from death. Death did not hold them down. Death did not hold them down. And if they really were serving God, you will have a peace about it. and you'll be settled right now. Amen. Is there anything else?
No, that's all.
Well, we're going to keep you in prayer. Hey, you know God is using you, too, to pray. He hear your prayer. Like I said, he hear your prayer. See, he do.
Keep
praying for your loved one. And you know what? I don't know. Do you have you and your daughter pray, too?
Hmm?
Is she talking? Is your daughter talking?
Yeah, she can talk.
Do you and her pray together?
She's not real verbal, so I have to say something and let her repeat it like that.
Right.
She's not really verbal to carry on conversation and stuff like that. No.
Because, you know, help her start praying with you over people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, just tell her, it don't have to be no own prayer or nothing like that. And I just think the Holy Spirit speak to you. The Holy Spirit will be with you when y'all two pray together.
Okay.
So begin to help her to pray with you over people that's dealing with any type of situation.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you for calling in, and you just have a wonderful, blessed weekend.
Okay. Thank you. You too. God bless you.
All right. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Well.
717-217. This is Crystal LaShawn, Matthew calling.
This is Anita calling from Pennsylvania. How
are
you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I'm okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful.
It's been a while since you called in. So, is there a prayer request or something that you need us to stand in agreement with you or a testimony?
I'm going to request a prayer for my family.
Okay.
For my family, yes, for my family.
All right. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, the heart that you thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you that you honor her heart, the cry for her family, that you honor her cry for her family that you didn't already. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you for your daughter. And I ask that you protect her heart too, Father God, because you have such a heart. You want to see everybody change. You want to see everybody delivered. You want to see them more delivered than more than they want for themselves.
Yeah.
And it began to get hurtful. The aching in your heart. So I ask God to protect your heart, but it's nothing wrong with that. Don't think it's nothing wrong with that. God give us a heart. You know, some people just have a heart for his kingdom, the heart of Christ. But so I just ask the Father to protect your heart. And God, you know, he speaks to you. He really does. So God really does speak to you. And so, Father God, even I see he's going to speak to you more. Mm-hmm. Even how to pray for your family, your son. I see a son, how to pray for him in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for her family. I thank you for healing her family, healing and delivering. Go on a fast. Thank you, Jesus. But ask the Holy Spirit, you know, what type of fast. I don't like to tell people what type of fast to do, but you seek God on what type of fast he wants you to do. But fast and prayer, you know, in the word, when the disciples asked Jesus, why could we not do this? Why we couldn't cast the demon out? And Jesus told them, this type of spirit considers fasting and prayer.
there are certain things when we speaking about our household deliverance, or any type of deliverance, we got to fast and pray. We got to fast and pray.
Mm-hmm.
So seek God on fasting and praying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Father God, I thank you. And I thank you for household deliverance. I thank you for delivering her family, setting free. Father God, your anointing destroyed yoke.
Yes.
So we command yokes to come out.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you dealing with some type of sickness in your body?
At the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of.
Oh, no, this is probably coming from someone. Is anybody dealing with some type of sickness in their body? I just speak healing. Is anybody dealing with some type of anxious pain? We against the pain.
Say that again?
I'll probably be picking up from somebody else because I feel like a pain.
A pain.
It might not be you, probably coming from somebody else, but whoever's dealing with the pain in the arm and up in the chest area, we come against it. We speak healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we speak the breath of God breathe through your breath, to breathe through you. We come against headache, anything they're trying to take your head. We come against headache. We come against high blood pressure. We speak the high blood pressure to loose you right now and let you go. We speak to the blood pressure to go down right now in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for your anointing. Your anointing destroyed the yoke. And we thank you for the covering, that you are covering her family, because the prayer that she did not already sent up.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father God, we thank you, Father God. And we just ask that she would continue to pray and that she don't give up and get frustrated.
Yes.
That knowing that Jesus got it in his hand, you just release them, release your whole family. To keep your eyes on Christ. You know, you speak to the mountain, speak to attack that's going on in your family. Speak to them to be thy move and cast into the sea.
Amen.
You speak to the test and you say, you loose them and let them go. You will not have my son. You will not have my family. You will not have them. You got to take your hands off of. They don't belong to you. They belong to the Most High that sit on his throne. Start repenting for them, repenting for their sin, known and unknown, and you uproot anything that's come against your bloodline and covered it with the blood of Jesus. And to uproot anything that's in the bloodline. So you come against and you just speak the word of God over them.
Yeah.
What you already have been doing.
Mm.
But don't let it overwhelm you, and don't let it frustrate you.
Okay.
So we come against the spirit of overwhelming and frustrating and time you out. The heaviness, we break that out for you right now in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If you just release it and release it to God, just lay it at the feet of Jesus. You take your hands off of them and just move out the way. They belong to you. They belong to you, Father God. You know in your time and your season, you're going to bring them through. But start thanking for what he has already done, and thank him and celebrate their life abundantly.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Because God has been protecting them. The God protecting them because of prayers, not just your prayers, but prayers from other family members.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Jesus. Yes, sir. Anything else?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Bye. 954-580. This is Sister LaShawn. Miss, who's calling? Where are you calling from? This is Sister LaShawn. Matthew's calling. Where are you calling from? Okay, we'll come back to them. This is Sister LaShawn. Matthew's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Carmen.
Hey, Carmen, how are you doing? Oh, it's good that you called in tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Blessed. And you?
Well, that's what I want to hear. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So is there a prayer request?
As the Holy Spirit leads you to pray over me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father God, I thank you, Father God. I thank you for your daughter, Father God. Father God, we thank you for this season. We thank you for a new season. Father God, yes, Father God, we thank you for a new season. We thank you that you are giving, something in your hand is tall. Holy Spirit, what is that?
Say that again.
It's something in your hand and it's tall. It's not a staff. It looks like a war, something like a warrior stick. But it's tall, and I see you standing firm with it in your hand, and it's in your right hand.
Yes, I've been doing prayer and for other people, and they have been coming to pass.
But, I see this stick. It's not a staff. It's like a war stick. Like a warrior.
Yes, I've been doing that.
Yeah.
Right. Doing battle and prayer for other people.
Well, that's what I just see. That's what I see in your hand, like a warrior, like a war, and you standing firm. And it's like I see you standing like on the hill, like you have won. It's like you say, it's working, like you won the battle, like a warrior. That's what I see, a warrior. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And it's in your right. It's in your right hand, and it's tall. It's tall. It's taller than your head. It's a war stick. I'm trying to see if he give me the name of this stick. This war stick. It's like a warrior stick. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, Father God, I thank you for this warrior stick that you then gave your daughter to war on behalf of family, friends. You know, people that you have placed into her spirit to pray for, Father God, that the battle is won, that you hear her prayer, Father God. And I just see you standing on top of the hill, and I see nobody with you, but I see this stick in your hand, and you're standing strong, this warrior. So, Father God, I thank you that you're raising her up to be your warrior, to be your mouthpiece in the name of Jesus. And every ox, everything that's trying to come against her, to blow her back, to blow her down, she is standing firm, Father God. And Father God, even give her angel to camp around her with other war tools, the war tools. But Father God, I just thank you. I thank you. And I'm not seeing nothing else. That's just what I see. I'm not seeing nothing else.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a new season. I've entered in a new season in all the sense of the word. And I've been praying lately, but lately my prayers are like so confident. I come before the Lord knowing where I'm, and when I speak it, I know it's coming to pass, even though I don't see it at the moment, but it does come to pass later on. And then I get words of testimony from those that I pray for.
Amen.
So, I know that this is a season, not just for me. This is a season for all believers to stand in prayer and do warfare, because there's a lot of darkness now. And there's more darkness if we don't push back. We don't push it back. We're the salt of the earth, and we're supposed to keep things salty on the earth, you know. In other words, keep the darkness back and not let it come forth. But if we're no good in what we're doing, and we're not speaking the word, and we're not praying, then what good is the salt but to be trampled on? So the Lord's saying, stand up and pray and do warfare and speak and pray for your families. It's no time to be sleeping. It's time to wake up and start doing warfare, because the time is now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Do you feel like praying, over the people online, and even praying for me?
Yes. Oh, Father God,
thank
you, Lord, for allowing us to come into your presence. We ask you to wash us clean with your precious blood and help us to cleanse of all our sins, those sins that we know about, those sins that we don't know about, Father God, everything. Every iniquity, every transgression, Lord, we ask you to place it under the blood. We ask you also to move our hearts to desire you more, to want you more, to seek you more, and to open our eyes to the things that are around us, the things that we need to open our mouths to pray. Father God, we pray that you take away the spirit of slumber, the spirit of sleepiness. Take it away, Father God. Awaken our spirits, Father God, and to awaken us to pray as you want us to pray, to intercede how you want us to intercede. Wake us and help us to be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, that we will be so sharp in it, Father God, that we would desire your ways and not our ways, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that you would protect the believers, Father God. Cleanse them, Father God, from the ways that they're walking, but also use them mightily, Father God, that they will not walk in fear in these days, that they will push back the darkness in the realms that they're living in their neighborhoods, in their lives, in their jobs, in their families, Father God, in their cities, in their state, Father God, in their nations, Father God, that they will push back the darkness as they hear the news beforehand, that they would pray against the wickedness that the enemy is trying to bring onto the earth, Father God. We are the salt of the earth. Help us to be the salt, Father God, the way you want us to be, Father God. Help us not to shut our mouths. Open our mouths, Father God, to speak your word, your truth, Father God, without fear, with boldness, Father God. Let the lionesses arrive, Father God. Let the lions arrive, eyes, Father God. Let that spirit of warfare, of intercession, Father God, everything that we need, Father God, right now, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you rise up your church, Father God. Awaken the sleeping giants, Father God. We thank you for that, God. We pray, Father God, that these dry bones will live, Father God. We ask you in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over the body of Christ all over the world. We ask you, Father God, to protect your sons and daughters everywhere, to protect them. And, Lord, we pray, Father God, against any backlashes that the enemy want to try to bring, Father God, for those that are in the front lines, Father God. We pray, Father God, for total protection, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you this in the mighty name of Jesus, and we praise you and give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I just come in agreement with it. Thank you so much for coming on and praying, Thomas. Thank you so much. And God bless you. Is there anything else you want to share? Or?
No, not right now. The Lord is still showing me some things that I'm not to release yet. Okay.
Well, thank you. Keep everybody on CGN. Lift it up in prayer. We pray, you know, I keep everybody on here in prayer. as well. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 754-240. This is Sister LaShawn Matthews calling. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Sister LaShawn. This is Donald and Tanya from Florida.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, we doing great. We doing great. Yeah, I didn't even know you were doing tonight.
Oh, yeah. How's that beautiful wife and baby doing?
Everybody's doing fine. You know, Tanya's getting close to the end, and on the delivery of the next one. Everybody's doing, I guess, tired, I guess. That's how everybody, that's how we are. We've been a little tired, but, you know. Other than
this, it seemed like it went by so fast.
Yeah, it's like this whole year went by so fast, 2021. It's like now we're basically at the end.
Right. You was on Randy one day, and I was listening to you. I was like, look at Donald. He's coming out his shell. Look at that. You was on that word. You was on that word. I'm like, look at Donald. Amen. I can't remember. I think it was last week. Who was that?
Probably like a couple of not too long ago. Probably not too long
ago. It wasn't too long ago. Mhm.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it was good. The word was good.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So God bless you. You know, we need everything. We need the voice of God in this hour. We need the voice of God to stand up in this hour. The young generation needs the voice of God. We need the teaching. It's much needed teaching. We need it. We need the worship. We need the prayer team. We need the mothers in the church. We need kingdom marriage. We need it. It's much needed. But do you have a prayer request, or do you have anything you want to share?
Well, just the two things, just for our finances and, three things. Our finances, our purpose to manifest. I really feel like it's coming. It's coming, but I'm just praying for manifestation. Mm-hmm. And also just for the protection, protection over Tanya.
Right.
We're actually praying for like a natural birth, because last time it was a C-section.
Yeah.
And we've been praying. So we just been praying against that, you know, as it get closer, and just praying for a natural birth.
Mm-hmm. So Father God, we just thank you for your son and your daughter, Father God. Everything that's been spoken over their life, let it manifest. Let it be a quicker see. While you was talking, I just heard that son, it won't always be like this, you know, the turning around. He's turning things around, and it's going to turn around real quick. So I thank the Father for the quick turnaround. And everything that's been spoken, sometimes I heard this guy, you know, talk about the courts of heaven. Sometimes we have to go to God and, you know, well, you spoke this through your prophet. This is a true prophet. Remind him of the word. Sometimes you got to go back to the word and say, well, Lord, you spoke this through your mouthpiece, Father God. Let it come, you know, the manifestation to come. You know, expect it to come. Expectation. Expect it to come. So, Father God, we are speaking that in the prophet, the mouthpiece, we are your mouthpiece. Every word that's been spoken in 2021 over your son and daughter in 2020, that they have been waiting on, especially in the finance. Let that turn around right now, Father God. Do it for them, Father God, because of their obedience and the faithfulness, Father God. Oh, Father God, give them the favor, Father God, not just only from you, but favor from man, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I come in agreement that every word that's been spoken over them, that it will manifest quickly in this season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we speak a natural birth, that this baby will be healthy, and that we believe in natural birth. We want to go back to the old ways, the natural birth, Father God. No cut on, it come natural, Father God. Even have the angel, when the doctors don't know what to do, let the angel take over the hand in that room, Father God, and this baby will come naturally, natural birth, a healthy delivery. We speak it right now, and we speak it to go forth in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. you know, what do they call? I just seen, wow. You know the machine that count money, they put the money in and it count and it goes forward. What do they call it?
Yeah.
I just seen that.
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about. It's like they count the money. It's like I think it's just an accounting machine. Oh, that's good.
I just seen that. Wow. I just seen that machine count
that's
money.
When you have too much, that's when you have too much to count, so you got to use the machine.
I can't see if it's 25s. I just see the money going. So, Father God, let it be so.
Oh, no, that. Let it be so.
Let it be so. This machine, let it be released right now. Let it be released. Let it be released. You know, we let the debt cancellation, anything with a name on it, Father God, let it be canceled. Let it be right away. Father God, new beginning, new start. I just speak it. And this money machine, I don't know how much it is. I just see money flipping through the money machine. And we call it to come forth right now in the name of Jesus. Keep walking in his, keep walking in obedience. When he say move, move, he say be still, be still. And I heard, I think y'all called them Monday, and somebody spoke to y'all about a school. And I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted to do. That was prophesied over me, too. I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna reach out to y'all, because go forth in that school. Go forth in that school.
Amen.
Don't hesitate on it.
Amen.
Go forth in that school and trust God. But I'm going to reach out to y'all and give y'all some information how you can go. I'm going to reach out to y'all.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to let you know that there's some God, I'm going to say this. I believe it. God has got some reward, and he's about to release some reward to the one that's been faithful through this whole thing, through the whole pandemic. He's going to give the land flowing with milk and honey, business. You know, keep your eyes out for what's going on. God is about to bless people with land, business. I'm talking about business that's going to blow people mind. And you ain't going to have to pay a dime for it. What?
Amen. Amen.
What? He's going to do it. He's going to do it because he got to change stuff around. He got to change stuff around in the government. I remember the Holy Spirit gave me, God said to get ready to put the nobodies with the ones they call somebody. That's just how I heard it. the nobodies with the ones they call somebody, because he got to get this thing back in order. He got to get people back on their knees crying out for him. You about to see the nobody, the one like, who did, where did he come from? What, he came from the project. Can anything come out of Chicago project? Can anything come out of West Dallas project, just like they say Jesus? Can anything come out of NASA? Can anything come out of Compass, California, LA. Yes, God can get rid of put. He needs those in the FBI. He need them in the government. He need them in the tradition, you know, the school board. He's about to rearrange things and put people in this place. Because I'm telling you, I seen an angel with a big old angel. Angels bigger than the Statue of Liberty in New York, and this angel got a book, and it said the book of the liberty, the book of God, law of the liberty, the book of God, law of the liberty, and this angel is coming to the land, and God's gonna place people in the government. People running from governing, that people then saying, well, they ain't gonna make it. They ain't government material. God is placed people in the government, and he's gonna place his mouthpiece, his watchman, prophet, his intercessor, his, you know, people to be in the government with them. I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. Things gonna get bumping and rough. But that's what he's going to do. There's a lot, everybody's expecting a certain type of revival. But no, this revival is going to be like nothing. They're going to be, I see revival with, on the platform with police officers, chief police officers, mayor, city council. And, you know, he can use somebody on PGN, might be Randy, might be Don Antonio, standing on a platform with them. I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. That's why we got to make sure we hear the voice of God. He might send us some of us to king you. Don't get caught up what they saying about you going to have to be vaccinated to travel. I'm telling you, when God says so, when he says something, he's not a God that he's going to lie. If he needs you to go to Canada, if he needs you to go to Africa, if he needs you to go to Mexico, you gonna go. Do you not know God can hide you to where they can't see you? Do you not know God will put angels in the airport where you don't have to have no vaccine? Do you not know what type of God we serve? Oh, my God. We serve a God. There's no limit to him. And everything he's been showing and everything he's been speaking, you feel he's not going to come back to him bored. He see what's going on. He see what's to come. He see how it's going to end. He sees everything. When he say it's going to be a great gathering, and this great gathering is going to be these angels on these horses. And I just seen a vision the other day where angels just coming out the cloud on the horses, this great gathering, and they're going to be with his righteous one. They're going to go together. And when they come together with the remnant, the people he raising up to be his remnant, his mouthpiece, they not going to bag down. He's going to use them for government. They're going to be on side of the government, the president, and with kings and queens. God said you're ready to shake some stuff up. So we got to make sure. Don't worry about, I always said, the Holy Spirit always told me, don't worry about the number. Don't worry about this, how you sound. Sometimes he got to hide us to protect us. Sometimes he got to pull us back and let those that got the big platform, the ones that got the 2,000 or 5,000 followers, the one, all them, because he's going to flip the money chain. changer. He's going to flip the table. The table's going to be flipped. He's going to raise up the nobody, the one that got the dreads, the tattoo. I'm telling you, he's speaking to them. They just didn't hide. God is putting his word, giving them deep revelation. He's even opened the books. He even showed me there are books. You know, the Catholic Romans think they got everything. They think they got the scroll, which they do. They got the scrolls. They got the books. It's in the vault. We already know that. He has already revealed to us. But he said, oh, my daughter, I have another book. And this book, I'm about to open this book to my remedy. I'm about to open this book to my watchman. I'm about to open this book and give them deep revelation. Give them something that they think they already know. They don't know me. They don't know my ways. They don't know my ways. They think they know it. They think they have it. But I'm about to open the book and the one that I trust, the one that's going to stand up bold, he's going to reveal the deep secret. The book is going to be open. I'm telling you, people are going to see books open right there in their living room. My God, people are going to see books open in their secret place. God's going to open these books and download things, just like he told John. You know, he opened the book to him, and he said, take the angel say, take it, take it. He told John to take it. And when John took it, you know, he couldn't repeat what was in the book. The book revelation that's in this book is about to be released. And he's already releasing some things to some people. Everybody can't understand what some people are talking about. They don't understand. It's messing them up because there are scrolls and books being released in the spirit realm that he's downloading.
Amen. Amen.
Mm. I'm telling you, watch.
Amen.
Watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I do believe just like we're seeing a lot of things that we have not seen in our life, in our lifetime, with the world and things like that. But I also believe, like, that's the same way that, you know, the body of Christ, we're going to see things that we have never seen in Christ and God before. Things that, you know, we've been praying, we've been waiting for, and, you know, just like his glory, his glory is going to come down just the same, you know. So don't get distracted. Don't get distracted on, you know, what you might see the devil is doing, and, you know, and things are changing, and things are going to change. Things have been changing. It's not going to stay the same as we know it. But I also feel like the same way the kingdom of darkness, they're making their move, but the kingdom of heaven is also making their move. Like, God is making a move, and like, we're gonna see some things that we have never seen before in our lifetime, and even in our parents' lifetime. And I'm speaking in just the God way, that, you know, God's gonna surprise a lot of us with the things that we're going to see, the glory that's going to be sent down, you know. A lot of people might not feel like God is moving, and or he's moving slow, or whatever the case may be. But just remember, you know, God has the final say. You might see the devil and the world is doing things, and they moving fast, and they moving doing this and doing that. And but, you know, just know that God has the final say. And when these things are moving fast like that, you know, the devil, they feel the pressure. They know their time is running out. So they know they got to speed things up. They know that they got to, you know, if they have any chance, they got to think fast and whatever their agenda is, whatever they're planning. But at the same time, you know, I just want, you know, just want to leave in the people mind that, you know, God has the final say, and God is going to make his move. And the body of Christ, the people that's faithful, the people that has the faith and stay, you know, just keep on holding, keep expecting God to do great things, and you know, to interject, to manifest what he's going to do. You know, don't keep your eyes solely and too much on what the devil is doing, because yeah, things look scary, and things are moving and changing at a rapid speed. Like every day is like, oh, things that we probably never thought would happen is changing with all these mandates that they're doing and this and that, and you know, everything is changing, where you know our livelihood is changing so fast, and it'll make you, you know, there's so many things that's happening where it'll force you to look at it, you know, even if you don't look at the news too much. Like things are, it's just like the hurricane or a storm, it's just changing. You have no choice but to look at the changes, changes is affecting everybody one slowly. I mean, fast is affecting everybody quickly, you know. And next week it could be another change, another rule, another mandate, another this. And so, you know, but you know, we know these things are happening. We notice them, and you know, pay attention to them. But at the same time, don't let it give you fear. You know, try not to let it. If you see it's too much, watching the news and social media, then take a step back. Get in the Word. Get more connected with God. Find out what God is saying. You know, you see what the devil is saying. You hear what the devil is saying. Now you got to go to God. God, what are you saying? You know, what's going on? What do you want me to know in this hour? You know, because he might speak to somebody else, and he might not speak to you in that whatever information that he got to give. So it's just, I think it's imperative that we go to God and say, what do you want to tell me personally in this time? What do you want Donald to know? What do you know? What do you want Donald to be aware of and to get prepared for in this hour? You know, but I just believe that, you know, God is doing, he's about to do something great, just like what you see in the great movement. But there's going to be so many great movements in the body of Christ with the God power is going to show. God power is going to show. It's a clash, it's a war. It's a big war that's going on, and God is not going to stay silent. You know, so believe that, know that God will not stay silent. God will have the final say, and his people. People here right now, he's training us, he's equipping us, and God will not leave us without us being equipped moment, you know. So don't be fearful, just train yourself. All the training that you've been doing throughout your journey, your Christian walk, now is the time to use that faith that you've been building up. So don't shrink to the fear. This is the time to get more connected with God. This is the time. There's no time better than now to get more connected with God, more in your Word, more fasting, more speaking to God, more listening to what he's saying. There's no other time that in your lifetime that it calls for it right now. To the, like I said, the devil is speaking loud. He's speaking very loud. But now it's just time for us to really walk in our purpose as far as you know, what he left us here to do. You know, what he put the Holy Spirit in us to do. And I don't think we've seen it yet. We haven't seen it yet. I know I haven't seen it yet. And I'm waiting for the glory. I'm waiting for the manifestation. And I just know that it's going to happen with things that we have never seen the body of Christ do. They're going to do in this hour.
Amen. You're right about that. So putting your mind on Christ, reading the Word, soaking, getting in his Word, getting connected to him, because we need to be connected to him like never before in this season, like never before.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go back on what I was talking about is in Revelation 10:8-10. Wait, this one, the angel told John to eat the book. The angel told John to take the book that is open it was in the angel hand, and when John obeyed, the angel told him to eat the book, eat the book. And not only that happened to John, but that also happened to Ezekiel. And
yep.
And I'm telling you, I seen, before I knew about this in Revelation, the Holy Spirit spoke to me by books that's going to be released. They're going to be released. God going to download things that we've never heard of and never seen that's going to blow people's mind. And it's going to be like that. Take the book. Eat the book. The book going to be within us because we're going to need it because sooner or later they're going to be trying to get rid of these books. We got to have the book up in us. We got to eat the word. When you begin to eat the word, you breaking bread with Jesus. You breaking bread. You eating the true meat, the true life. When you begin to eat that word, we got to eat that word. We got to eat the word. Is we going to understand everything or are we going to memorize everything? No. One thing I can tell you, when you start getting in that word, when trouble come or when that time come, it's going to be so up in you that the Holy Spirit going to be in you that it's just going to come out your mouth. It's just going to come out because it's in you. You've been eating it for a while. And it's just going to come out. That's what we need to get to. He don't expect for us to know everything and know the whole book. But I tell you, when we need it, we going to need it. That's going to be strolls. I'm telling people going to start seeing visual of strolls and books. And they're going to be like, how you know that? Because it's going to be something that he revealed. Even in the book tell us that everything Jesus did is not written down. You got to remember back up in the day, even before Egypt, back up in those days, they used to write on cage. They used to write things in cage. They used to write things on stones before they had the scroll. They used to write things down. And some of these things that they write down, they ain't found all of them yet. Only God knows. And he will reveal it to you. He revealed the secret. He'll take you deep onto deep, deep revelation. But he'll always come back and give you confirmation. That's why I said, don't have an ancient word, an ancient ear for a prophetic word because God is the prophetic word. He is the word because in John, beginning of the book of John, in the beginning was the word. You want a word, you want a prophetic word, get in the word. You thirst after the word. He is the word. He is the word. He is the prophet. He is the son of God. You get into the word so you will know the word so you can go to God. Well, God, what are you saying about this? What do you want me to do? Because you're going to build a relationship with your daddy. You're going to build a friendship with him. So you're going to know his voice. Even when somebody else come to speak, you're going to know because you're going to even try. You're going to test that spirit. Try that spirit. This is of you. What are you saying? It's nothing wrong with you having a conversation with your daddy. I need you to talk to me. I need to know what do you want me to do. And I guarantee he's going to let you know. You have to, I tell people, you get a relationship with God. He gets the glory. You know, we, me, Donna, Randy, Tanisha, and Terry, everybody that's on PGN, we just got my peace. Don't analyze us. Don't you dare use us for idolatry. That can get you in trouble. You know God. We are here to lead you to the true word. I might be here to plant or I might be here to water. You know, I'm here to be his mouthpiece. I'm not fit to get in trouble or get the glory. He's going to get the glory.
I'm telling you, you can put that pastor and that leader in trouble by you idolatrying them. You looking at them as your God. And sometimes you can look at yourself as a God. You idolatrying yourself in pride, in stubbornness. The people, the body. God is the bridgeway. When he hung on that cross and stretched his hand across that cross, and he said, when he gave up the ghost and said, it is finished, he was the bridgeway between human and to his Father, because he let us know that I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the bridgeway. How you going to get a past Jesus and think you're going to get to the Father? He is the bridge. That's why he gave up his life. That's why he gave up the ghost. That's why he went down there to hell to take the keys to the kingdom. He is the bridgeway. He is the way. He is the only and true way to the Father. That's your word.
Amen.
That should be a prophetic word all by itself. When you're speaking to your children, this is your prophetic word. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's your prophetic word. I'm telling you.
Amen.
I say, Lord, some people might not like what you have me to say, but I'm going to say, you have to speak the word of God because he's the word. You got to know the word. And like I tell people, start putting the word up around your house, on your forehead, in your forehead. What's up in your forehead? The Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. You know they talk about the mark of the beast, but I'm trying to stay on the thing. But what's in your forehead? Do you got the mark of Christ or do you got the mark of the beast? What's in your forehead? When you put on that helmet, that salvation, do you know Christ? Do you know who I am? Because like a couple weeks ago, he said, daughter, these people don't know who I am. They don't know my ways. They don't know me. Even the ones in the pulpit don't know who I am. And he asked the disciples, who do men say I am? He asked them the same thing today. Who do men say I am? And a lot of people don't know. Just check out what they said. They said you John the Baptist. They said you Elijah. They said that you Jeremiah, you the prophet. Jesus, I ain't concerned about what they saying. Ain't concerned about what they saying. I want to know what you saying. And you know what, Brother Donald, why he asked the disciple, I want to know what you saying, because they been around Jesus. They walk with Jesus. They seen Jesus. Told the sun, the storm, peace be still. They seen him raise the dead. They seen him heal the sick, the blind, and open deaf ear. So you should know who I am more than the people saying I am Elijah. You should know who I am more than the people saying I'm John the Baptist. You should know who I am than the one saying I'm Jeremiah, because you walk with me. You labor with me. You seen that I fell 1,000, 5,000, more 1,000. You seen me. So who do you say I am? I'm not concerned about what everybody say, but who you say I am. And people, even just look, the people in the pulpit don't really know who Jesus, not just in the pulpit, but a lot of them just don't know who he is. That's how he showed me. My daughter, they don't even know who I am. They don't even know my ways. And it made me just cry. I cried like a baby. And he began to bring me to that verse when he asked the disciple, who do men say I am? We got to get connected to Christ. We got to get connected to him, because he is the bridgeway to our Father. Donna, you about to get me started over here. Y'all still on? I think they dropped. I don't know if they call dropped. Donna and Tony, y'all still on?
Oh, man. I don't know what they found, Drop. Oh, what's going on? Can y'all hear me? Okay. I'm going to come back to them. If y'all can hear me, I'm going to come back to you. Or they probably, it looked like they dropped because it's saying zero. Okay, they'll call back. 251-229, this is Sister LaShawn. Miss, who's calling? Where you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Oh, drinking some water. I'm doing great.
Well, that's good. That is so good. That's a blessing, I tell you, especially in these days and times.
Amen. Amen. Well,
Amen.
How's your mom doing?
She's deceased.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm so sorry. No.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And it's been 3 weeks since the last time we talked to you.
I know. It happened so quick.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry because I remember you called in Angela George and we prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 2 weeks, I was not on here. Did you call in and let them know that she passed? Did Duran and them know?
Yeah, they know.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry. My condolences go out to you and your family because I did not know.
Mhm. Yeah, she September 3rd was her going away.
Oh man.
Mhm. I miss her.
Oh.
I miss her so much. So much. But I know God got it.
Yes.
He has her in his bosom. He has her in his bosom. Yeah, it happened so quick till it just hurts, you know? But yeah.
And this is my first time hearing about this, so I didn't know.
Yeah, you've been gone for a minute, for about two weeks or something. Yeah.
Yes.
It happened when you were out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing? How are you holding up? How are you doing?
Well, I have my moments where I think about her a lot because she was a nurse for 50 years and she always served others, you know.
Right.
And she was always praying for others or doing something for other people. That's a part of nursing.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a nursing, pretty much like a nursing coat, her lab coat, with her name on it and all this kind of stuff. And it's just something, it's like so many memories that I just break down sometime and I have my moments.
Mm-hmm.
I have my moments. And like they made some masks with her face on them, with her face on it. And it's just a lot of things that brings back memories. And when I think about the goodness of God and who she served him with her heart and soul, and she was a woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a trooper, you know, she was a trooper.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to see the handicapped play basketball. She says, I want a gym. I want to, you know, I want to see if they can make this out of gym. She always had visions.
Mm-hmm.
And dreams and aspirations. And so she was like, I want to see them make this gym into a place where the handicapped can come and play basketball. She was always thinking of things and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the part. Yeah.
Hmm.
And I was in the hospital. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But that was in August, though. Was it August? The 12th through the 22nd, yeah. But I'm out. Thank the Lord.
Yeah, we thank the Lord.
Wow. Yeah, a lot of things happened while you were out. Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. Well, Father God, we just thank you for your I tell you, Father God, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father God, we thank you for keeping your daughter, keeping her intact. That's why I'm keeping you intact, keeping you close to him. Father God, I thank you for the peace, Father God, the peace that's hovering over her, Father God. No darkness, but peace over her, Father God. Even when the time, wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Father God, we thank you for the better days ahead. Even I see that you're picking up your mama legacy. The things she want to do, I see you picking it up. I don't know if you thought about that, but I see you picking up her legacy. It's some stuff she want to do, and you've been thinking about what I'm going to do it. I see you picking up your mom legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
That's amazing.
Thank you, Father. Yes, I see you picking up your mama legacy, and shall go forth. Father God, give her wisdom. Even let the angel whisper in her ears how to go, that she don't focus on the finance. Go to governorgrant.com and look up some Governor Grant. But I see you carrying your mother's legacy, one of her legacy that she holds dearly to her heart, that you're going to take on. And it's going to be a blessing to you and your family.
That's amazing because on her obituary it has, and her legacy we shall remember. That's amazing.
Yeah.
God's really moving. He's moving. I tell you, he's on the move.
So don't be fearful. Step out. Trust him. Ask God, how do you want me to do it? To order your footsteps, to direct your path, to leave you on the path of righteousness. Don't be shaken by it. Don't be fearful by it. Lord, if you put this in my lap, that means you trust me. Give me the word of knowledge, wisdom. Give me wisdom to carry this through. I'm not carrying this by myself. You are trusting me with carrying this with me. So, Father God, I thank you for that, Father God. And I just see that it's a legacy that you're going to carry, your mom legacy, something that you really want to do, that you're going to pick it up. So, Father God, I just ask that you supply her needs. You know, we come against any anxious, you know, that be broken off for you, fear. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus. Father God, destroy every yoke that's trying to come around her ankles and neck, any heaviness, any depression. Father God, we break the power. Remember, he's giving you the authority. He's giving you the power and authority to tread upon the serpent and the scorpion. You know, death is not easy, but if you know the place where your mama went, it's a celebration. And you'll be smiling. Remember the smile. Don't remember the time that you last seen her, but remember that she's in the bosom. Where is she at? And she lived that life like Christ. Where is she at? And that's something that you can laugh at the enemy, because death did not hold her down. She got a new body, a new life, no more suffering. She don't even want you to stay in the place that you've been. She wants you to carry on. She wants you to carry on. Yeah, she knows you're going to miss her, but she wants you to carry it on. You got to carry it on for your daughter, because it's a legacy. You have to carry. If, you know, carrying that cross, it's not you carrying your mama cross. You're going to have to carry your cross. And sometimes carrying that cross is not easy. It's heavy. Yes, the cross is heavy, very heavy. You're going to fall with it, but get your back up. You start speaking and prophesying over yourself and over your daughter. And you carry it. You finish the race. You finish it. So everything coming in your body, you got information. You've been dealing with information in your body?
Yes, I have.
So Father God, us to the information to dry up anything that's even trying to come against her blood pressure, Father God. Father God, we take authority. We just speak healing. Father God, your anointing destroy the yoke. Let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We just ask that you breathe on her at night. Breathe peace upon her, Father God. We just see you just step. Take a big leap. Take a big step into your season, your season of breakthrough, your season of renew, your season of refresh, your season of restoration. Take a big giant step into it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for PGN. I thank the Lord for you and the rest of everybody that speaks into other people's lives, you know, because it matters so much. And I'm thankful to the Lord for that. And the words of wisdom which you have spoken into my life and about my mother, it really, and carrying on her legacy, that is so important, because my nephew's wife needed to go somewhere, and my mother would always say, I'm going to go no matter what. And that's what I did the other day. It was raining and everything. I said, I'm going to do like my mom. I'm going to go pick her up no matter what. And that's what I did. So that is something. That's God. That is God speaking through you. That's him.
Yeah.
Speaking through you. Speaking through you.
He gets
the glory.
That's right.
God gets the glory.
He gets the glory. We lift him up. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes it have to be a sad situation, but remember, God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He has no respect of a person. I'm telling you what's going to get the enemy, the devil. When you start one day, and I just ask the Holy Spirit just hit you. Hit her, Father God. Hit her with the Holy Ghost. Hit her with that Holy Ghost fire. Hit her, Father God. Just unexpected. Hit her.
Woo.
When he hit him, you run through that house and start thanking him for your legacy. Thanking him for your mama. Thank him for raising her up off that sick bed. You start giving him the glory, and watch what happened in your life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm thankful.
Thank you for putting in your brother, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Man, I feel something break. Oh, my God. I feel something breaking off of you right now. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he wants. It's going to be a release hit you. You're going to feel it. I feel it. Thank you, Father. My God, I felt that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know
thank
if you,
you
felt
Father.
That.
Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I can feel it. Thank
that
the Lord.
On
thank
PGN,
you.
That's why I say God doing things even on the radio, because I felt that that's a release. You release that to him. Release everything. Release yourself. Release your home. Release your daughter. Release it.
Yeah.
And let it break. Let it break up off of you, the heaviness.
Yeah.
He don't want
yeah.
you to carry that.
Yeah. He don't want me to carry. You right, woman of God. I tell you. He wants us to put it on him, not for us to carry all of that weight.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Father.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Father.
Like we
thank
say,
you,
he's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's so worthy. He's worthy of it all.
Yes, yes. Yes. Oh,
yes,
Father.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. I thank you for my mom. I thank you for
yes,
everything.
Yes.
Your bosom, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My daughter, I know she's saved and she's coming out. She's coming
Amen.
Out.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for PGN, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Ooh,
thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Ooh.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. It is.
It's wonderful.
Put you some worship music on and just lift your hands and give him all, because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He created.
Yeah.
If he didn't create your mom, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
If he didn't create heaven and earth, we would not be here. If he didn't
no.
create the first human being out of dirt, we would not be here. Our first earthly mother and father, we would not be here.
Yeah.
He is worthy.
He's so worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
If God Woo! Can really open our eyes to angels around us, that when we go through things and we crying, do you not know he see you? If you can know that he be over your bed, the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit, Jesus, you know, in our Heavenly Father, they all in one, but it is the Holy Spirit, because that's what Jesus left here with us. It's the Holy Spirit. That's how we connect. But if we know that he's looking over us as we sleep, and sometimes he will come down, my God, my God, my God, my God, and begin to brush your hair. begin to brush your head and say, daughter, I got this. You will not be in this position too long. You shall rise. I'm telling you, God, begin to brush our forehead. Begin to brush our hair. Begin to brush our body. And oh, my God, if you only knew what goes on when you sleep, when you give God the glory and tell him, I leave everything. I throw myself down at your feet. My God. Woo, Jesus. I throw myself down at your feet. You can have it all. God, you ain't done with me yet. God, begin to catch your tears. It's not going to hit the ground. Jesus, catch your tears and hold your tears in his hand. My God, only if he can show y'all what really goes on in the spirit realm. You better understand when he say, I give you angel charge over you. Oh, there are angels that wrap themselves around your home to protect you and your child. There are angels when the enemy trying to come in like a flood. Oh, how do you think God lift up the standard? You can understand you're not alone. Anybody that think they're alone, you're not alone. Only thing you got to is open your mouth and say, Lord, help me. I cannot fight this battle. Lord, help me. I need you in the night season. Lord, help me. Oh, God, come into this place. Come into my heart. Fill my heart up with joy. Oh, God, create me a clean heart, a right mind, a right spirit. Oh, he's going to move on your cry. He sees it all. And I believe he watch over us. And he begin, because he said the Holy Spirit's the comfort. When we think we can't do nothing and we vulnerable, the Holy Spirit's right with us, comforting us. I don't know who that was.
Hallelujah.
No more sleepless night. No more sleepless night. Father God, your son, say, peace I give you. Peace be with you. Peace I leave you. Not the peace of this world, but the peace I give it. I want the peace of Jesus. I want that peace Jesus talk about. I want the peace that your son talk about. I should have peace in my body. Peace in my heart, peace in my mind, peace in my home, peace up on my job. Who am I talking to tonight? I want the peace of your son. I want the peace that your son talks about, that type of peace. Anything that's not like you, it got to get up out here. You got to open your door and say, get yourself up out here, because this is not the peace that Jesus promised. I want that peace to be in my home. I want that peace to be in my marriage. I want that peace to be inside of me. I want Jesus to be so inside of me that when anything that's in me, squeeze it out, Father God. Squeeze it out. Squeeze everything that's not satisfying you. If there's anything that I'm leaving a bad taste in your mouth, get it out, Father God. Squeeze everything out of me. Break me. Put me in a place of brokenness. Put me in a place where I walk in humanity. Put me in a place that I'm a walk in, that I will humble myself and fall down at your feet and cry out that I cannot do this by myself. I cannot do this without you. I'm vulnerable. I need thee in the hour. I need you right now. I need your strength. I need your peace. My God, who am I talking to a phone here tonight?
Yes.
We can't do nothing by ourselves. Our strength don't belong to us. Our body don't belong to us. Nothing belongs to us. And when we get to a place to understand that nothing belongs to us, when we lay at the feet, throw yourself. It said that the angels, they throw the crowns at the foot of Jesus. You got to throw yourself at the foot of Jesus. You got to kneel down at the foot of Jesus and say, get the pride, get the bitterness, get the stubborn, get it up out of me. Anything that
hinder me. I don't want it. I don't want anything that's in me. I don't want it. I don't want to be up at night bothering in my mind, double mind. Get me, Father God. Heal me, Father God. If I got to lay at your feet for hours and hours in my secret place, I'm going to do whatever it takes till you make me over. My God.
My God. Glory. Glory, glory. Hello?
You make me over. I'm here. So you make me over. And so he moves on our certain our cries. He moves on our cries. He even allowed people to hear the cries of the children because I heard it. And one time I was praying and I began to hear the cries of the children, cries of those people that's in the crack house, the prostitute, the sinner. What must I do to be saved? I didn't even know they was in the Bible. Everything God show you, he gonna back it up with his word.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna back it up with his word.
That's true. Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm telling you what I know. I'm just not, I ain't the type that just get on here and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you what I know because I had to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a place where it was just me and God. They cast their crown before the throne saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord."
Mm-hmm.
That's in the book of Revelation, chapter 3:11. They cast their crown. If you say, "Let it be done in my home, as it done in heaven, let it be done here in my home, let it be done here on earth as it is in heaven." If they cast their crown before the throne and saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God," we can cast ourselves at the foot of our God. We can cast ourselves at the foot of Yahweh and say, "Worthy who you are, our Lord and our God." We can cast our body and give him our body as a living sacrifice. "Worthy is who you are." We cast ourselves down at the foot of Jesus. I dare you try him, even tell us to test him in this hour. I dare for everyone on the sound of my voice, if you get yourself in that secret place and throw yourself down at the foot of Jesus and say, mm-hmm. "Worthy is who you are. You are God mm-hmm. Almighty. You are God mm-hmm. that created heaven and earth." You begin mm-hmm. to cast yourself down. That means you surrender to him. You surrender everything to him and watch how things gonna change in your life. Watch.
Praises.
Test me and see what I do. Because he's the creator of all things.
Yes.
And it's by his will. It's by the will of God that we exist today. It's by the will of God that this earth exists today. Don't get it twisted. It's by the will of God. It's by the will of God. It's by the word of God that who created heaven and earth. If he didn't even speak the word, it wouldn't be no heaven and earth. It wouldn't be no earth here. It's by his will. It was by his will that we exist, that we are here today, and he created us. It was by the will of God. It was by the will of God that he sent his son that didn't even know no sin. It's just something about the word of God that does something to me on the inside.
Yes. Praise him.
Start loving on him. If you want to have an encounter with God like never before, surrender and praise him. Cast yourself down at the foot of Yahweh. Make your house a house of prayer. Make your own home a house of worship.
Make it your own home that he can come in at any time. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to hold on, I have one more caller. If you like to hold on.
Okay.
Okay. 111-111. This is Sister LaShawn. Mass, who's calling? Where you calling from? This is Sister LaShawn. Mass, who's calling? Where you calling from? Okay. I don't know who that is, but Lord, we just need the hand of the Lord. Father God, we pray. I see some remodel going on. Remodel. Makeover. I see a remodel makeover. So Father God, continue to do a remodel makeover. If it's a remodel in the home, a remodel with the temple, because our body is the temple. Remodel the ministry, a makeover with the ministry that they are giving to you, so you can remodel. Tear what needs to be teared down, so you can remodel. But I see remodel. I see new things. Remodel, new makeover. That's what I see for 111-111. God bless you and thank you for calling. Amen. Let's see if Donna and Tanya came back. I see them on her, but I don't. Let's see. 40. Yeah, they call drop. 754-240. Yeah, they call drop. Well, you the last one. You know, people have their hands up, but not saying nothing. I just pray that the word of encourage, you know, it does. I just felt something breaking with you, that it was a release of, you know, this going to be a time that you just stay rooted and grounded in his word. Stay in his word. Stay connected with God. And it's going to be a brighter day for you to just continue. It's going to be rough. You know, the rough. It's going to be raging, everything. The weapons form, but it ain't going to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to let go your hand, so don't let go his hand.
Yeah.
You have people here. Man, let me ask something. Have he been speaking to you in dreams and vision lately?
Yes. I have dreams and vision.
Don't forget to write them down.
Yes, that's what I need to do is write them down, because I definitely have them.
Yeah, don't forget to write them down, and at the right time, he's going to have you to release them. He's going to let you know when to release them. He's going to let you know when it's the right time to release them.
Yes.
So get ready for that.
I believe it because I need to. I have dreams, but I need to definitely go ahead and journal them. And then I was dealing with my daughter. She was coming back into the fold of Jesus, and now she wants to. She's like, I'm 19. I got to do this, this, and this. But then at one point, which was about 2 weeks ago, especially after I lost my mom. She was coming back into the flow of Jesus. Now, you know, I guess it's just being a teenager. You're in and out, and I'm like, no, that's not it, Leah. Come on back in. So,
well, you know what? The word tells us when we, let me try to see how it goes. When we, how do that go? God will give us peace. When our ways pleases him, when our ways pleases him, he give you peace. I want to make sure I'm saying it right. So when our ways pleases God, he's going to bring you peace.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to see that.
He gives you peace.
Yeah, he's going to give you peace. So that means you're going to have peace with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have peace with your daughter. The enemy mm-hmm. try to, you know, and sometimes we got to zap ourselves because we got to believe the word. You know, I've been through that with my own children. I'm telling you. Ooh, you talking about somebody used to walk in fear when it came down to them kids. I was the one. Couldn't sleep because your son ain't home. And I'm telling you, I've been through that. But when you give them back to God, because they belong to God, when you give them back to God and say, I surrender, I trust you with my children because they don't belong to me. I'm just a vessel, and I did my part. Now, this is your son. This is your son. He belongs to you. So I gave him back to God. And when you go on and do the work and keep praying, he's going to give you peace. That's what it says. When a man ways please the Lord, he make it even his enemy to be at peace with him. And that's in Proverbs 16:7. He's going to make your enemy be at peace. The enemy, anything they're trying to come against your relationship with your daughter, anything they're trying to come against the relationship with Christ, that's the enemy. That's the enemy plan to come to seek who he can destroy, to kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
That's his plan. If our ways pleases the Lord, we pleasing him, we seeking him, we worship him, we in the word, we making sure we have clean hands and pure hearts. It's not easy to drink out the cup in his hand. It's not easy to carry the cross. We going to stumble sometime. But you know, David stumbled. Moses stumbled. Come on, Jeremiah. You know, a lot of them stumble, you know, but they had a heart for Christ.
Amen.
So when a man ways pleases the Lord, he's going to make even his enemy to be at peace with him.
Amen.
So when things were going on in my house, I'm like, I ain't at peace. I mean, even my husband acting up, my son acting up, ain't no peace in him. Sometimes I had to examine myself, what's going on, that I'm not, I ain't no peace. So it was me in the way. I was doing stuff, trying to control everything. I was in the way. I was running my mouth. When my ex-husband used to say something, I would go back and forth with him. You keep going back and forth. You ain't shut your mouth, so you ain't going to be at peace. I can't make him be at peace. I can't give you the peace because you fighting something in flesh.
That's right.
You got this, so let me let you get it. You got it. You keep fighting something. And the enemy ain't going to back down because now he know you open the door and he got you. So when I learned how to keep my mouth closed and say that, I would say, Lord, do you not see what's going on? Do you not see what your son doing? Do you not see this? And keep my mouth closed and get out his way. That's when I start being at peace coming in the household. Peace upon my job. When I stop fighting them people with my mouth up on their job. Some people, and see, they attack you in groups. He was making them at peace. He shed it all down. I began to have peace up on that job.
Yes, the Lord will definitely bring peace and then make your enemies be your footstool.
He will
definitely do that.
Yeah, so and I tell people the book of Proverbs is that's one of the whooping books.
Yeah. Yeah.
It should get us up on the right track.
And then you have Psalms 91, that's the healing.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's for healing. And because I know when I was going through being sick at the time, I would go to Psalms 91 and just pray, Lord, whatever's going on, please heal me.
Mm-hmm.
And he came through, and he will do it. He will do it. He's the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So we thank God for what he's doing in this season. You know, it's not going to always be storming. It's not going to always be raining. It's going to be shining. It's going to be glorified. You know, there's just a season that we got to go through it. And, you know, going on in the earth now, it's in the Word. It's in the Word.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Even in Psalm 91, it let us know death could be all around us, but it ain't going to come near our dwelling place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know there probably be Christian that you asking about your mama, why? But when he get ready to reveal to you, when he get ready, he get ready. He, you know, we never know. Your mama might want him, you know. Some people don't understand. Some people pray to be, once they get a glimpse of the glory and see him, mm-hmm. they don't want to come back.
Mm-mm.
Some people, right on their deathbed, take me, besides taking my children, you can take me. I serve my time. You don't know what conversation they have with God.
That's true. That is so true.
So God, there's a healing process, and you're going to be healed through this. And don't think you ever alone, because you're not. You're not. Just remember how he's stroking your head and your hair. Just remember.
And then she didn't have any pain. I mean, as far as like suffering and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. that she just, you know, just went ahead and passed. She didn't have the pain and the agony that some people go through.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord just took her. So I'm just
wow.
thankful that she's in his bosom and just she has her angel wings.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, that's good. That's how you know they defeated death. They didn't suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. You know, we hate to hear it that happened, but we know God has everything in his hand. He does not make mistakes.
No, he doesn't. And she, you know, her vision and what she wanted to do was pray for others. It was like she was a missionary, really, because she wanted to pray for others or take somebody some apple juice. I remember when my uncle was in the VA and she would say, I'm going to take, you know, if she could make it every weekend, she would, and take him some apple juice and apples, and then we'll go on. My mom was 77, but we
wow.
would be in the car. Yeah, we would be in the car making trips. After she would drop it off to my uncle, then she'll turn around and take my nephews. They didn't have their car running at the time, but but she would turn around and take my nephew, take his wife to the store, and these are long places. And she would be driving. She goes, oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow. Then she would turn around and take them a pizza. She would say, what do you want? Do you want pizza? I was like, wow. And these places are like far away from, you know, a distance from each other. And I'm like, wow, how do you
mm-hmm.
do it? So I will be
wow.
glad to pick up the legacy, yeah.
Well, you have that prayer, you have the prayer mantle in you. I think you kind of second guess yourself. You don't realize that you can pray. It's in you to pray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have it in you.
Mm-hmm. It's the prayer, what now, the prayer mantle?
Well, you have that intercessor prayer in you. To pray.
Oh, yeah.
To pray for others. To pray for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thank the Lord for just, you know, giving me that intercessory prayer gift. And I've been told I can work with healing hands and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
And just I will go see friends that has, they pretty much, they have a ministry, but it's small. And it's here in our town, here where I am. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would just go by and visit them and stuff. But other than that, I just want to do what God has me to do in this season, you know. So.
The enemy be trying to, what he do us, he do a lot of people, like they be trying to bump when it comes down to the guilt. Second guess yourself. Just,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Open your mouth in your house and pray. Just pray. Just, you know, get up in the morning, pray. And then just pray. Even when you're in your car, going to the store, pray. When you go to sleep, pray. And it's just going to come. It's just going to come on you.
Mm.
Don't worry about how you sound and if you're praying right. The more you read that Bible, I'm telling you, even words that, you know, you can add to your prayer.
Yes, because tonight I think I was in Proverbs, the different scriptures of Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading Proverbs. And it's interesting how Proverbs has 31 chapters, and you can take a chapter a day. That is so interesting to me. And
mm-hmm.
a chapter a day and finish it, you know. So that's
mm-hmm.
a blessing. That is a blessing.
Yeah, so I just pray that the Holy Spirit hit you, because sometimes you'll wake up and just be praying and go back to sleep and wake up, turn to your left and pray. Turn to the right, pray. And quote the Bible scripture. When the Holy Spirit deal with you like that, even in the nighttime.
Yeah. And that's, and then I will wake up sometimes at 2 and 3 in the morning and start praying.
Yep.
And then sometimes it can
going.
Be 6 or 7. Yeah.
And then you're just going to get stronger and stronger, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. And build a relationship. So
mm-hmm.
and that's what I want to do, build a strong relationship with Jesus where as he can take me where and where he can just lead and order my footsteps all the days of my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really want. Order my footsteps.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank you, dear, for calling in. I'm going to go ahead and end the show because there's no other callers. There's some callers on, but they don't have their hands up. So we thank God for those who called in, those who listen. God bless you. May God shine his face upon you. Anyone that's dealing with any loss, know that, you know, even if you got a loved one that is sick of dealing with infirmity, you know, ask God how do he want you to pray for him. You know, we don't want anyone, they soul to be lost. We want them to know Christ. We want God and not create hell for us. So we want them to have life and life abundantly. Start praying that over them and repentance and over them in the healing and deliverance. So we thank the Father for that and keep our children lifted up in your prayer. Keep this nation. Pray over your neighborhood. Keep on keeping men, your sons and daughters in your prayer. You know, those who are living by the airways, we pray for you. We pray that kingdom of God first seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. That's what the word says. First seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Get to know who he is. Know him for yourself. Know him for yourself. Break bread with him. Eat at his table. Invite Christ to come into your home to eat at the table, to break bread with him. You know, ask him to open thy eyes to thy understanding, the spirit of discernment. And, you know, he don't expect for us to know every Bible verse, but we should be able to know who he is, how he operates, who report we're going to believe. And so get to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. It's very important in this hour and this season. Remember, God knows me, so do I. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. God knows the plan that he has for your life. Don't get fooled. The enemy don't know your plan. He knows your plan. He created you. He formed you. He knows your plan. He knows the beginning, in the end, in the middle. So he knows your plan. And what did Jeremiah 29:11 tell us? It's good and not of evil. So you can have it. I'm going to leave it with a song. And I like this song right here. That it's already getting better. Thank y'all for calling in on Friday night. I don't know if Donna and Connie are going to be on tomorrow, but we always have a servant here on PGN to serve you. We are servants, we are disciples, and someone is always here on PGN. God will let, sometimes he might tell y'all call, you know, you to call PGN tonight, or he might say call tomorrow. God do speak. He know what you need within that hour and that time. Keep me in your prayer. Keep us in your prayer. God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend. Thank you for calling in. Give us a call and give us an update on you. We want to keep continuing to keep in touch with you.
Okay, amen. God bless you. Amen.
All right.
God
love
bless
you.
Love you.
Put your hand on your neighbor's back and tell him it's already getting easier. Would you prophesy to your neighbor, tell him God's already moving on your behalf? Real simple song, just this. Already getting better. It's already getting easier. God's already moving on your behalf. Y'all sing, children. It's
already
getting better.
It's already
getting easier. God's already moving on my behalf. Everybody say,
to be the truth, give him praise.